Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I know I took a little bit of a hiatus, and I know that it has been quite a long time, and I apologize for that, but we're back here with another amazing episode, and I'm gonna try to do something right now to see if this works because I'm a little bit concerned, y'all. I am listening right now to a review on Jada Pinkett Smith's book based on a reaction that a psychologist is doing. I posted on my YouTube channel that I will not be discussing many or if any celebrities for the mere reason that I know that there are a lot of censorship and a lot of censoring going on around channels like YouTube and what's the other one that I'm on? Patreon. And so I want to really make sure that I limit and respect the guidelines of said portals and limit those limit my content to fit inside of those portals and maybe discuss the issues around celebrity news and do that in another place. So I am going to come on here and do that on this channel. So stay tuned. We got a lot of fun stuff going. Okay, so hey y'all, the interview did not show up when I played it on Spotify. So I tried to record it via Spotify, but that didn't work out. So we'll just pretend like, I will just share with you my opinion because I know that's what you guys are here for. Y'all have already heard this story a thousand times for the past 3 or 4 years, I think, where Jada Pinkett Smith brought Will Smith onto her show to discuss the nature of their marriage. We did not ask for this. We did not want this. Yet this was something that was being discussed publicly on her public platform on Facebook. And my initial reaction was, what? I didn't get all of the details at the time that this had happened. I was just like, okay, so she cheated on her husband. That's really sad because Will Smith is somebody that I think is a great guy and deserves more. And I haven't heard anything from Jada Pinkett Smith since The Matrix. But I was more interested in the fact that they had tried to work things out, right? I innocently got entangled in the conversation in the Red Table Talk. Fast forward to the slap that was heard around the world. The slap that he was going to feel until August was very shocking to me because it became more and more evident that something was emotionally wrong with Will Smith. And it really broke my heart because I was a huge Will Smith fan and I'm not a Tupac fan. I'm just putting that out there. So if for all my Tupac fans, I'm gonna be talking about why that is on this channel because this is where I will be discussing some of my celebrity news and opinion. Now, back to Will. I was very disappointed in his behavior. I thought that he had lost his damn mind. First, I thought it was a skit. And then now we are here with the book, right? Jada Pinkett Smith wrote a book, and in the book she discussed the fact that she and Will Smith have not actually been together since 2016. So, did you even meet this man? I mean, are these kids like hired actors? Like, why are we still discussing this? This is almost 5 years in the making of all of these shenanigans, and I really just need it to stop because it's embarrassing for Will Smith. Now, I understand that people got to make their bread and they have to make themselves relevant, but I think that there is a better way to do that. Now, I myself absolutely have been accused and I'm guilty of oversharing on social media. That's a thing, and as a content creator, we will all fall victim to this kind of behavior at some point in time because people are curious naturally about who we are privately. If we are living up to the hype that we promote on our channels, especially if it's about self-development and personal development. And so, of course, I, as a content creator, am constantly under scrutiny. And I never know if I will probably meet these people in the future. And I'm constantly thinking of that when I am creating content about what do I think about this person or what do I think about this political issue. that I am aware of some of the ramifications of my actions. And that's the context in which I speak on Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith, is that they have a brand that they need to protect. And of course, remaining relevant is a part of that branding. But in certain circles, they're not just a brand. They are a black couple in the media, and we do not have enough role models in the black African community to refer back to as what is a healthy, happy relationship. My opinion is that Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith are not that. They both come from damaged, abused households. If you listen and have followed her content, I had to stop at one point because I just felt like some of the people that she was inviting were kind of superficial and not really I did not enjoy the content enough to follow up the Red Table Talk, and I'm not sure if she, her if that's doing well, if she's doing well, or if she just is doing this because she needs the publicity. But I was not a Red Table fan. It was only because of the book and because of the slap that I started getting into the rabbit hole that was as a direct result of, all that surrounded that and being a Will Smith fan, honestly, if I'm going to be completely transparent. And so I am biased in this conversation when it comes to what it is that she has done and her contributions and wanting to paint herself in a better light. And it's just not happening. But to add more so insult to injury is that as people have compiled and mashed up some of this episodes of the Red Table Talk, it has been brought to my attention that Jada Pinkett Smith was a victim of sexual abuse. I think your grandmother teaching you how to pleasure yourself at the age of 9 is sexual abuse. I hope I can say this. I hope I don't have to edit any of this out because this woman needs psychological help. Now, if I ever get the chance to meet Jada Pinkett Smith, I think she does have a psychology degree. I wonder, can I look that up? I don't know. I'll probably I don't know. I does she hang on a second. Y'all are gonna have to just bear with me as I look her up. So that's the first thing, y'all. Her relationship with Tupac outside, yeah, her relationship with Tupac, not interested. I think she just needs to move on, get some help. Get some help, and really start to think about some of the things that she has done and really start to live her life a little bit differently because something is not right with her. And I don't know if people actually like decided or, oh, she does philanthropy as well. Okay. I don't know if people are actually paying attention or were actually paying attention to her when she said that. That's a serious, serious thing. And the way she said it in the video, in the Red Table Talk, was like it was supposed to be a liberating, and I don't even know what is going on in her mind when she says that this was a thing that was done and act like as if it was okay. That's not okay. At least in Will Smith's situation, where he's talking about his father being the way he was, he's acknowledging that this person was abusive and really like not a great person, and that he wanted to, he understands his neuroses and he's trying to do something about it. However, that's not the Jada Pinkett Smith. That's not what's going on with her. And this is a person, she's also a philanthropist, by the way. I have here her films, I have here television shows, but I don't see any of her, okay, awards, NAACP award, NAACP award nomination, outstanding talk show, Red Table Talk, yada yada yada. I'm not seeing anything here about her education. However, I would encourage you guys to go do your due diligence because these people are. I might have to do another a Jada Pinkett Smith part two, but it says here that she went to North Carolina School of Arts. She's an actress, talk show host, and a businesswoman. Right. So, this is very, very important for y'all to understand as she promotes herself as a part of a power couple dynamic. Let me tell you something, there is nothing powerful about a man being abused at the level that he's being abused. And she doesn't have a degree in psychology, which was the question that I was asking myself live here on the show. But she's educated enough to realize that sexual abuse is something that needs psychological care and attention, and she needs to seek treatment and help. And this is not someone that people need to, women especially, need to be taking advice from. Because if you listen carefully to the dynamic, to her dynamic, you will start to see the pieces and the chips and the cracks. Yes, the cracks of her being and why she is the way she is. All right, I want to thank you guys all for stopping by tonight. I will try to make sure that I upload as many episodes as possible so that you guys are in the mix. We will be calling this the Celebrity Discourse series, and I hope that you guys see me again. Yeah, see me again. Listen in again for the next one. So stay tuned. Peace. Hey y'all, welcome back. And I just wanted to let you guys. Oh my goodness, I hope y'all didn't hear that. Just wanted to welcome you guys back to the show and let you guys know that I will be trying to pick a couple of celebrities and hot topics to review. And hopefully they're not all going to be negative, but I just want to get through some of the talking points because a lot of people ask me about these particular people often. And so I want to be able to share my discourse on these topics and these people as they come up. And so then my next topic is going to be Tupac Shakur because it is directly related to the first one that we did, which is Jada Pinkett Smith. Now, people always ask me why it is that I don't like Jada Pinkett's, well, why I don't like Tupac. Well, I think that Tupac is a serious misrepresentation of what Black culture is, considering that he had so much influence on Black men, young men, and he didn't actually do, in my opinion, much with that influence and that voice. He was talking about, and I struggle when I listen to some of the lyrics. Was it actually something that was supposed to be ironic as an educated Black man who went to Juilliard, who did the things that he did to sound and act and behave in the way that he did? Or was it just, was he serious about the way that he was as a person? And making this to be his like person. And if so, do people that listen to his lyrics and adopt his way of life actually understand that that's what it is? It's supposed to be ironic, and it's not actually his life that he's talking about when he talks about hugging it on his mom from a jail cell. Like, do people know that that is what that wasn't his actual life? Because it doesn't really add up and make sense to me that a man whose mother was a Black activist is talking about his mom being a crackhead and, hugging on his mom from a jail cell. His mother was actually the executor of his estate, and she is someone that was an activist in the Black community. And if you guys don't know about the Black Panther Party and their activism, please do yourself a favor, do yourself a solid, and do some investigation of your own. But Tupac was not the person that he said he was, and it really irks and irritates me that this is the way that he is portrayed in the media as this bad thug life thug. Dogs matter kind of a person, because he could have taken that platform and actually talked about real serious issues and real problems and presented them in a way that people can also relate to and understand, but be encouraged and be actually proud of, And I think that that's something that he didn't actually do enough of in his short life. He was an instigator and a provocateur, using his platform to spit beef and encourage beef with his friend. This is something that people, this is the Foundation of the East Coast West Coast discourse that has taken, not even discourse, like that is putting it mildly, y'all. This war, this black on black war that has existed for years, this could have all been prevented, or yeah, this could have all been prevented. We could have all lived very, very different, more peaceful lives if we had a more diplomatic way of doing things and actually interacting with each other. But no, we decided that we were actually going to just gobble up Tupac and his aesthetic and adopt it as our lives and then make it seem like he was some kind of hero. He wasn't a hero and he wasn't even a thug. He was just a little guy with a big mouth who used his platform to make money. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But the lives of the black young man that he influenced, even to this day around the world, is staggering because a lot of them don't know the history and the background of where he comes from. They don't know that Afeena Shakur was a activist and a mover and shaker in the black community to inspire positive change and to talk about some of the industries and problems that people that affect people, injustices. Sorry, that was what I was looking for. This injustices that were affecting people. And so when Jada Pinkett Smith talked about how she was so attached and they were so they had such a bond and such a connection, I think it's just one of those things that she's just trying to play relevant again, because he was engaged to be married to a young lady called Keisha Morris. Oh well, he was divorced, but then he I think he remarried. But the point is that we need to start to do more due diligence when it comes to the people that we look up to in lives, because this young man was very lyrically talented and very well educated and did nothing but shippiness, all right? Which is unfortunate because he could have done way better. He performed in Shakespeare. He also showed up as a mouse in Nutcracker. He's a pretty well-cultured guy. But I think that he got caught up in all of the Hollywood lifestyle and some of the things that Hollywood brings along with it, which is this dynamic and this facade that black men have to behave and act in a certain way in order to be acceptable. For me, this is just another form of, excuse my language, cooning. If y'all haven't seen Bamboozled and all that goes along with that, then please be encouraged to go and watch that, because when we participate in our own demise by tap dancing for these people in order to portray a stereotype of black people that shows us in a negative thug-like light, then we cannot be surprised when we still perpetuate the demise of our own people through violence and black-on-black crime. I could say way much more on this. I'm not saying that Tupac single-handedly took down the entire black community and black male image within his lifetime, along with Biggie Smalls, but what I am saying is that it absolutely does not help when you present yourself as somebody like a joker or someone that you are absolutely not, just because it is something that makes money. There are plenty of other rappers around his time before and after who have a much better, positive, and more uplifting, inspiring message for black men and our black communities that I think we should start to talk about more and care more and support and be more in support of. People like Mos Def, people like Busta Rhymes, Tribe Called Quest. My husband calls them indie rap. I'm gonna indie wrap him up in some toilet paper. But these are the kind of people that I think are more, they can still talk about some of the issues that we experience in the black community without being Tupac. All right. I hope you guys enjoyed this. Please see you in the next one, of course. Okay, hi guys, welcome back. And we're tuned in. You're looking at the topic, so you already know what you want to hear about my discourse on this particular topic. Now, before I give my comments, I just want you guys to know that I am a happily married woman and I love my husband. He's a beautiful man and he is an awesome person. Yeah. I have to say that I am a huge Tom Brady fan. And now I have to be very careful because when I started this celebrity discourse week, I didn't want to like I'm not big-headed or anything, but I'm always very cognizant of the fact that maybe I might one day meet one of these people in real life. And I don't want him, like I know my place and I know I can stay in my lane. I'm not even trying to suggest that even if or when I were to meet Tom Brady, I would like, anything would happen. But after this release of this discourse, I know that he will be, this will add to some of the comments that are being made from other women, when it comes to being extremely ecstatic when he and Giselle divorced. I have to say, I wasn't gonna divorce my man and go running after Tom Brady, but I mean, yeah. So let's just get into this, all right? Lord of the Rings, who has made rock and roll history in the NFL, is experiencing a lot of let me just close this off. I'm just trying to leave up some tabs here so that I can know exactly what I can and cannot say about him, but I'm getting very distracted by some of the pictures. So use your imagination, ladies. So, Tom Brady and his wife divorced in 2022, and they have two children. What? Rudolph? I don't know. John and Thomas. They have two children, and Tom started dating another Victoria's Secret model. And Giselle's response was that she was shocked and appalled. She thought that he was going to just be, in stitches, that they were no longer together. I think her name is Irina. Okay, Irina. And so I was like, I kind of like rolled my eyes and I almost did not want to have this conversation just for the mere fact that it's Tom Brady, y'all. If you are married to Tom Brady, I would hope that you can appreciate just a little bit of what goes into the sport and understand and do your research that this man takes this very seriously. Now, apparently, it is alleged that she wanted to get back into her career. Y'all, this is going to lead up to my next discourse because I don't understand what it is these women think in their minds. Like, do they think, is what's the thought process? So it is alleged that she wanted to go back to work, but she can't do it because she's having to stay home with the children. Any common sense will tell you that if you look back on the type of household that these men come from, you will understand exactly what it is expected of you. Because a man usually expects of you what his mother gave to his father. She had plenty ample time to do her due diligence and research and really figure out exactly what it is was going to be expected of her. And she should also have had plenty of time to know that there's certain elements of her personality and sets that she has that are the most important to the relationship. And I was really admiring her for a minute. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, she'd be going to the game, she'd be bringing the kids to the game, she'd be watching, she's watching that money. But then I hear that she's not. Like, you've had two children. Why do you still want to be a Victoria's Secret model? Like, leave that. I'm not saying that she doesn't look good still. She still absolutely looks good, but she had a good run. Any lady has to learn how to get out ahead and know when to leave. Ladies always know when to leave. That's a gracious tactic and gift that is lacking in most modern women today because the fact that she thinks that she's going to go back into her career and make more money for what? You are married with children to the Lord of the Rings. And it's not like I don't think Tom Brady was trying to keep her away from the bag or nothing like that. What more do you want when you get into a relationship and marry a man? And you're approaching the relationship with good faith. This is not more, this is no longer about you. And you're just gonna dismantle your whole life because it's not about you anymore, and your place is supposed to be with him and supporting him in pursuing his dreams. I guess on one side you can say that maybe she was concerned that he got lucky having had gone far as he did in the NFL, because mind you, the NFL is a very dangerous sport. He could have gotten seriously injured and ended up like a paraplegic. He still has all his senses and wits about him, and he is quite fine. Oh. So she might have thought, well, maybe this is the last ring and he will just settle down after this. But no, he had to go for another and another. And maybe she might have just gotten a little bit better for that. I understand all of that. I do. There are some times when my very simple, humble life that I have here, where my husband's working a little bit too much overtime, where he might have spent a little bit too much time dealing with work and, doing the graveyard shift, which I absolutely hate because I have to like dismantle and uproot and upheave my whole schedule in life to accommodate his sleep schedule, which is during the day, and figure out what to do with the kids so that he can have his chance to rest, so that he can be up all night, so that he can make loads and tons of money, so that we can go on a nice vacation. So I always keep that in the forefront of my mind so that I don't have to get irritated. But it does put a strain on me. So I understand it's strenuous and strainful because more is expected of you when daddy's away. That's the bottom line. All right. But it's Tom freaking Brady. Like, she's not having to do this by herself. I know Tom doesn't have her there cooking and cleaning and washing. No, she just gotta be there for her kids. I know she got a maid. I know she ain't doing all of that stuff by herself. And even if she had to do all this stuff by herself, the fact of the matter is that it's Tom Brady. Like, he got in with another girl so fast, it wasn't even funny, according to her. Like, she was surprised that she got replaced so quickly. And I think women kind of overestimate, especially with athletes, they overestimate the value of the poo-tang to that athlete and forget that you are this man's wife. So it's not just about the poo-tang. It's about you are the mother of his children and his wife, which means that you are there to support him. And women cannot settle with that if their ego is too inflated and into thinking that, oh, well, I have my career and I'm important too. You are important in the sense that you are Tom Brady's wife. And I think I digress. I might be onto something when I say that maybe women are a little bit jealous of their husbands. That's a little sick because I can't relate. Like, if a man gets too much praise and acknowledgement, and she is also somebody that's used to being in the spotlight, she might have a difficult time giving up her spotlight in order to support his. I don't know, guys. Tell me what you think of in the comment section down below. Like this, subscribe, share this, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace. All right, so now we're back with another one. We're going to be talking about Kevin Samuels. If you guys don't know Kevin Samuels, he was a YouTuber who passed away. I think it was late last year. I started to recent I recently had gotten into him around like a year before, and I gotta tell you that I was watching Kevin Samuels like Netflix series. I was like going through the whole. He would have like these lives. I could never catch the lives because I live in Germany, but I would like watch the rerun of a live, which would be like 2 hours maybe, or 200 minutes, and or like an hour and a half. Like, I was not playing. I was just reading the comment section as they would pop up and listening to him talk, and like listening to some of the women who were coming in and giving their opinions and, asking for advice and stuff like that. And I just thought to myself, there is no way that women are this stupid. No way. Like, I couldn't believe it. I was like, at one point, I was like, this is scripted. This is, there's, he, how does he get so many women to stop craziness for so long, And he would start to say stuff like, yeah, you can't make this stuff up. So I started sharing his content with some of the people I had in my circle and started paying close attention to what women were saying around me. And listening to some of the things that I have heard women say to each other, and more importantly, to the point, listening to myself and the way I was talking to my husband. And in many ways, I feel like He like saved my marriage because it helped me to appreciate my husband more, and it helped me to realize some of the modern woman way of thinking I had adopted and had brought into my marriage, and I had to stop doing that. So being more conscious of it has helped me to really start to think about the way I approach my relationship with my husband and start to be a little bit more humble to some of the things that he has done without thanks, without acknowledgement or appreciation, and started to make space for me to be more appreciative. And it has made a huge impact on the way that I treat him, especially in the context of like therapy. Like, I was talking to my therapist, who is also a woman, and she was starting to sound a lot like Kevin Samuels. And as I started to reflect on that, I realized that a lot of the women that we're calling in, or a lot of the women, period, in the dating market are not getting enough mental health help. And that is the space in which I am starting this conversation with Kevin Samuels and what I think about him as the internet sensation that he was. So a lot of the things that he says I agree with, and the one of the things that I really, really appreciated about the way he goes about his conversation is how well read he was, how well researched he was, and how open he was about you doing your own research yourself. You know me, I am a thorough person. When I go in on a topic, I make sure that I do my research, I get my stats, I cite my sources, and I'm open to listen to people who disagree with me. And so once I started listening to Kevin Samuels, because they a group of comedians, ABBA and Preach, I think they're Canadian, brought him up, and they were doing a reactionary video on one of his legendary viral videos, "You Are Average at Best." And what he was saying made so much sense. I could not put video down, and I kept asking myself, am I average? Like, what do I deserve? Because I came into my marriage with a child, do I deserve more? And so I started having a conversation with my husband about why he picked me. And he was like, oh, he was so tickled. He was so like happy because no, I had never asked him that. I just always thought that I was the prize. But when I started listening to Kevin Samuels, I started realizing that I wasn't really the prize, and I couldn't think of myself as a prize if I'm going to ask a man who was not attached to me, unrelated to my daughter in any way, to take care of me and said child. Right? So I tried working, and I do work part-time because now I'm more appreciative of the financial burden that my husband has had to bear by taking care of me and my daughter. The second thing that I started to realize was the expectation that women have is all-encompassing, one of the major reasons for the downfall and decay in relationships on a whole, because women are putting their so-called careers over family life, and it is causing a lot of damage to mostly the children and the women of said situation. So all of those things I started realizing the more and more I listened to Kevin Samuels for a year. And when he did the average at best, I started paying attention to how women rate themselves. They either go way, 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 way high, or they go way too low. I'm gonna have a complete conversation about this in the comment section on my YouTube channel. If y'all are not already subscribed to my YouTube channel, you can go ahead and check that out. I will try to see if I can leave a link in the description of this video in there so that you guys can be subscribed to my channel. But back to this, back to Kevin Samuels. So when Average at Best came out, I was like, wow, this is hilarious. This is really funny. This is really how people are. And couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it because what the women were saying, I had heard already. What he was saying made sense. And it made me think, oh, not only are we talking about things that are relevant to women and women's like narrative, but we are also talking about why that narrative makes no sense. Because I always felt like there was something missing, like there was no pushback, because we're living in the age of support the women. But it didn't make sense because women are in a constant cycle of failure, you know, and and women insist on saying that we're not. And so the more I started listening to the women that were coming on the show, all kinds of women, smart women, dumb women, fat women, skinny women, women from here, there, and everywhere, to Kevin Samuels, and Kevin would remain his composition for the most part and let them have it. One of the things, or a few things that I disagree with, is the way he talked about Sister Shahara Ali, which was someone that he gathered a lot of his who opened his eyes to some of the issues in the Black African American communities. And his take on abortion. Now, while I understand, because I personally just feel like it's something that is very uncomfortable and very hard and unpleasant to talk to even talk about. But his position is, if you are in a relationship where you happen to get pregnant for somebody that you are not going to be in a relationship with, then you should just go ahead and have that abortion. I disagree, but I don't have any like better solutions for said situation. I think that abortions are something that are a causation of a greater issue in our societies and community. I think Kevin would agree with me in that retrospect. However, it's still very difficult to say that I could win him over and say, you should go ahead and have an abortion, because no man, he says, wants to take care of somebody else's child. So I think that when he says that, you can understand why this is controversial. But I think he should also be telling women to be more responsible with their sexual choices. You cannot operate in the dating market the way a man does, which is something he does say. But I don't know, those are the two things that I think were really stood out to me, because he was always trying to get these women to just head down to the free clinic and, you know, get it out. But of course, when it comes to the general idea of the whole concept of marriage and family, you don't want to be raising children in a situation where they're not desired by both parties, and both parties are clear about how they want to go about raising said child. All right, guys, I could say way more about Kevin Samuels, but these are just my introductory, if you may, pieces on these icons, celebrities. Yeah, and I feel more free talking about celebrities here than I do on my YouTube channel, because there's so many restrictions on how I go about having this conversation. And plus, I want to gain a little bit more visibility for my Spotify. So if you guys have any more interesting celebrity news that you want me to touch on, talk about, please leave a comment in the comment section down below so we can continue this conversation. Peace.